Hey watch fans, are you in the market for a pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. At Retrospects, their clients will find something unique and precious, registered historic eyewear fabricated and restored by exacting old world standards. I've been wearing Retrospects sunglasses for 5 years now, and I wouldn't wear anything else. I mean, they have it all, man. They have, you know, new sunglasses, their modern day interpretation of old world styles. They have the original old world styles from 1890 to 1980. They do prescription, they do restoration, they do it all. So if you want the coolest pair of sunglasses ever, email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get 10% off your first purchase by mentioning this podcast, not to be combined with any other offer. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I speak to good friend and watch collector Joe Ingram. He was in Las Vegas recently. We caught up after 7 years. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm sitting here with Joe Ingram. He's a dear friend and watch collector. We're here in Las Vegas. We're at the Mandarin Oriental. And I wanted to introduce Joe to everyone and tell you guys about our journey as friends. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you.
What's going on?
Enjoying a beautiful view with a good friend. It's been a long time.
It's been way too long, brother. And I mean, 7 years is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
A lot has changed.
A lot has changed, yeah. But I'm glad to see that things are all good.
Yeah.
So I just want to kind of explain to the public about how we met and how that sort of, this relationship of just, of a transaction, if you will. You know, when I was in retail in Boston, you knew someone that worked in my shop who used to work with you. And then, you know, that sort of became... turned into, like, in a way, an obsession for you for that period of time for watches. And you, I remember you would come in all the time. You were in the bike industry. You know, Joe used to work with Independent Fabrication, which, you know, makes some of the best bikes in the world, titanium and carbon fiber frames and all that stuff. But I think what was interesting is more than the transaction for me personally was the journey of where it's come to 10 years later. Yes, did you purchase something? Yes, you did, but it's so much more than that. Do you want to kind of explain how that all came about?
Yeah, sure. It was a really interesting experience. I've really enjoyed things. I like things, and the watch was the first thing that I've ever really truly fallen in love with. I like bikes, I like cars, I like any number of different things. But when it came to choosing a watch, it was up in the air between an IWC and a Panerai, and it there was any number of reasons why I would have gone with something aside from what I ended up getting. But what I love about what I ended up getting was that every single time that I have looked at my wrist since the time that I bought it, it has made me smile.
That's good.
In the most legitimate way possible, right? Like, so like multiple times a day that I choose to wear this watch, I'm epically happy. it is one of the best purchases I've ever made.
That's amazing.
Without a doubt.
And, you know, for those of you out there, Joe bought a titanium Panerai known as the PAM 177. It's got a second hand. It's got the four number, the three,
it's
three numbers.
It's not automatic.
It's not automatic.
It's not fancy.
It's a mechanical, hand-wound, 56-hour power reserve movement.
It's not the new.
It's not the new
Panerai
BS.
Own movement.
Yep. It's blood and guts, baby.
And I wouldn't change it. I really wouldn't. I've run into so many people that are watch collectors and love a million different watches, and I do appreciate what they love about watches. I really do, but I wouldn't trade their $40,000 Omars or whatever
for this, ever.
I love.
Well, what's cool is I think it's very you. Like, I mean, I don't know what got you to that point of appreciating fine watches. Was it Was it the watch magazines? Was it coming into the store and learning about it through Martin, through me, through whatever? Or was it that desire to own a piece that you could pass down to the next generation?
I think it was any number of different things, right?
Okay.
I mean, an education gives you the ability to appreciate something that much more, right?
Yep.
The more you learn about something,
absolutely,
the more you can get fanatical about it, for sure. But there comes a point where it's just a watch, right? I mean, it is what it is. It's just a piece of metal and gears that somebody put together in
100%.
A really nice way. And that's great. But why would it be emotional? But it is.
It's probably one of the most emotional purchases you'll ever make
for
in your life.
It really is. And, you know, none of my friends, I've got no friends aside from you that would ever spend money on a watch. You know, $150 on a watch is way too much money to spend on a watch, right? And so whatever I spent on this watch or whatever it's worth is a ludicrous amount. But that's the same for bikes, or that's the same for cars, or that's the same for anything that anybody is ever fanatical about.
Well, I think, like, you nailed it. I think, you know, more than the money you spent, or, I mean, the education and that you got and how it makes you feel, I think, is the most important.
Yeah.
And I think the way it makes you feel is the most important.
Yeah. And that's so selfish, and it's really hard
but
for me
great.
To come to terms
it's
with.
Great.
But it's very, very apparent. And I don't wear this watch every day.
Right.
Right? Because I work with a mouse, and I do a lot of graphic design, and sometimes it doesn't, you know, work for me to wear.
Fit in with what you're trying to do, yeah.
But every day that I wear this watch, I'm so...
You love
aware
it.
That I'm wearing it, and I get compliments on it all the time, and it's not a Rolex, so, like, if you don't know what it is,
it could seem like a Timex, and no one would care.
Nobody cares,
right?
But if they do care, then they're aware of what it is.
Instant
and
conversation started, right?
Absolutely.
So that's my
and
other.
it's started a ton of really
that's what
useful conversations.
That's what I was going to just say to you.
Brilliant
people. Being in the, do you want to kind of tell people what you do now? Like, you know, you've done a lot of different things in your life, but, you know, Joe's been in the bike industry and he's done marketing and capacities for other companies. But what you're doing now, I think, is probably the closest thing to what really feeds your core and your soul. You're doing something amazing, very charitable. And in the business you're in, whether it's charity or whether it's luxury, it doesn't matter. These things, I think, they play in both worlds.
Yeah.
You kind of want to tell people what you do now?
Yeah, I work for 210 Footwear Foundation, which is a foundation that caters to people in the footwear industry. So it's a charitable enterprise. So it's well-funded by companies in footwear, and we turn that millions of dollars around and give it to people within the footwear industry who might need it. So if you fall on hard times, we will pay your bills until you get out of it, or we'll put your kids through college, or we'll organize ways for interesting people to get together and creative, you know, opportunities for to connect with interesting people. You know, in any industry where people tend to make a good amount of money, footwear industry being one of them, you're going to run into people who are fanatical about nice things. And a watch is certainly one of them, you know. And so my appreciation for watches and my appreciation for cars, even though I can't afford a nice car, or my appreciation for beautiful bikes, or there's opportunity for conversation there.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that is really valuable. You know, a lot of the people that are sitting on my board are watch fanatics. And the fact that I wear a beautiful Panerai,
it's almost like a trust thing, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like instant trust. And I don't think you can really say that about any other accessory, you know, if you, that you wear personally every day or every other day. You can't say that about a belt. Oh, this guy's wearing an Hermes belt, so let's
no,
talk
he just
about
bought it.
Yeah, he just bought it because he wants to make a statement.
Yeah,
you're wearing something because you like it, and whether someone likes it or not is inconsequential to you. If it does start conversations, it's a plus.
That's it.
Right?
That's all it is.
And but it has started conversations.
Yeah, all
very
the
important
time.
Conversations.
All
I'm sure if you think about it. So I think there's something really cool and mammalian about that, and I think that. That's what a watch provides. How would you, I mean, Joe, I know, you know, working with me You worked with me in a retail capacity when I was in a retail shop. You know, and I'm sure you've gone into other retail shops. You've seen other watch brands. You've seen other, you know, salespeople. How would you explain the experience of working with me?
You gave me the opportunity to be curious, right?
Yep.
So you just made me aware of different brands, and then you educated me on Panerai, and I certainly was aware of the drawbacks, right? They didn't have their own movement at the time, and this and that.
Yep.
But it gave me enough information for me to do my own research and for me to find my affinities for whatever. I mean, I know why I love this watch. I love the fact that it's not automatic. I love the fact that I have to wind it on my own. I have to wind it every day, and if I don't,
it won't,
then I'm not going to work. Right. And I dig that.
Right, right. You know, like, you have to do something to get
it
started.
I have an appreciation for an automatic watch. I really do, but I love the watch that I have. You know, I have a Tag. I never wear it. You know, if I see people with endless other watches, but you gave me the curiosity. You know,
I think that's a really, really important thing you said. You gave me the opportunity to become curious.
Yeah.
And I think that's a really nice way of saying, like, you know, you didn't lead me specifically into one way or another, but you piqued my curiosity.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is all I can do. The education part for me is paramount, you know? And through this, more than anything, what this has taught me is it's taught me about relationships and how impactful these relationships are. Because for me, I have relationships with my clients, but I don't know of any one brand where I sold you something 7 years ago. You're in Las Vegas 7 years later, and we're hanging out, and the pause button is off, and we're resuming where we left off, and we've both changed, but that, to me, is the most important thing. It's the relationships that come out of it, you know? And I don't know many accessories, accoutrements, luxuries that you can say that about, like a watch, because it is so personal, you know? So, do you like the fact that, like, are you into changing your straps? Like, do you have other... Yeah?
All the time.
And do you like that interactive experience?
Yeah, absolutely.
Get excited?
Yeah, I do. Nice. I own 20 different straps, and now I'm wearing the original one that
which
came
I love because it looks amazing
with the watch.
Antique brown, alligator.
Yeah,
very cool.
But most of the time, I wear, you know, a brown leather that is similar to what you would get on the IWC Pilot's watch, with the double buckle.
Okay.
The double, you know, the
stitching.
Eyelet.
Okay. Yeah.
And I love that. And I know that it's not true to the brand or whatever. But I love the fact
but
that
you don't
can
care.
Change. I love the rubber strap. I wear that all the time. That's one of the main reasons why I got this watch, was the fact that you can change the straps. And I, in hindsight, I realized that you could probably do that with
any
most watches, right?
But I think this more because you get a Parewood box, you get a screwdriver, it piques your curiosity for wanting to be interactive with a watch. So that must be good. And then on top of that, coming from the bike industry, I mean, you chose a metal that I don't even know what the numbers are, and I don't really care, but, you know, probably 10% of the Panerai wearing market buys titanium, you know?
Why?
Because titanium is gray, and they don't look at titanium the same way they look at steel. Like, steel is more versatile, steel is heavier,
heavier.
Yeah, it's heavier, but I think, but people want that on their wrist. They want to know it's there.
Yeah.
So I think for you to choose something as well, not a typical Panerai, and they don't make the 177 anymore. I mean, they make it now with their own in-house movement, but it's a different watch altogether, you know? It's the same. It looks aesthetically the same, but I love how cult it is and how cool it is, and I love the fact that people in the Panerai wearing community know what it is, you know? And I love the fact that the regular modern-day person would be like, oh, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So
that's what I like, but occasionally you'll get a, you know, sitting on a plane or whatever, and it'll just be a little bonding moment between, like, somebody else or whatever. And I don't even need it. I don't need that. but it's, I dig it when it happens. But what I love is that I never need that interaction.
No.
Because what I love is that every morning I get to, not every morning, but most mornings I get to put this watch on. And man, I've never been so happy with any purchase that I've
made. Oh, that's great, Joe.
In the most legitimate way.
That's awesome.
You know, I've got great bikes that I love, but this is the best purchase I've made.
Well, look, I can't believe, I still can't, it looks like new. Like, well, I know you've worn it.
It's run ragged, man.
it looks like it's been through war, man.
Yeah.
I mean, but the strap does. The case doesn't. I mean, it's held up pretty well if you say you've run it ragged, right?
Yeah. I haven't sent it back for a service, which I should do. But it works. It works fantastically well.
And it's simple. That's what I like about it. It's so simple.
And the argument is, you know, if you want to keep time, then you have a cell phone. Fair.
Right.
So that's not why I wear a watch.
Right.
If I want to know what time it is, yeah, there's a million ways for me to know what time it is.
Sure. It's available everywhere.
So there's something else there. What is that something else?
I guess that's the question.
That's for everybody else to find out.
Right. Right.
Figure it out on your own.
That's right. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
You want that experience, go and buy a watch yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
And do the research and figure it out. If you're torn between 15 different brands, then you haven't figured out what you like and what you don't like. I was really torn between 3 brands until I wasn't.
Right.
Until it was so clear to me that I wasn't torn between 3
brands. But for you, was it like the more you knew, the more confused you got? Or was it the more you knew, the easier it became?
The more I knew logically, I guess, the more confused I got. In that, you know, like IWC makes a beautiful watch, right?
Right.
And so, like, tech speaking, they make their own movement. And so maybe... But you have to take into account the ethereal qualities, you know, the style that agrees with you, coming to terms with your own fashion sense or what it is you like about, and maybe it's not logical. You know, I'm a very logical person.
Sure.
But
so would you say
this was not a logical person?
I was just going to say that. Would you say that this was the most? I'm sure it wasn't the first, but maybe it was. The first that was the most impactful emotional purchase you've ever made?
Yeah, for sure. The most impactful emotional purchase. And certainly not the most logical purchase I've ever made.
Right.
Yeah. And if I'd gotten the IWC that I was really... I would have regretted it, I think.
Right.
Maybe not.
Who knows?
But I do know that I have... This is... That every single time I put this watch... Every time I check what time it is... I get the time, and I get a little bit. Yeah, I love that watch.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's awesome. That means, you know, at the end of the day, you get like 15 to 20 of those, and that's rad. You know that
it becomes a part of you. It really does, right?
It's hard to explain, right?
But it is a part of who you are. It's like I'm sure when you don't wear it, you miss it, right? And I'm sure that, you know, there's nothing like having your own watch. And having your own watch that you care for, that you look after, that you, like, invest that time into. Yeah.
Yeah. And if I get to hand it down to kids or whatever, that's cool.
Yeah.
But this bitch is mine. It's mine.
Well, there you have it, folks.
And nobody else understands
it. You heard it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
This bitch is mine. And Joe, I really want to thank you for your friendship, number one, and number two, for supporting me. And it was like seeing, you know, my adopted white brother after, you know, it was great. So thanks a lot, Joe. I really value this, and I'm so glad that you're here, man.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with longtime friend Joe Ingram. It was great seeing him in Las Vegas. It was great chatting with him. I'm really grateful to him for letting me interview him. I'm so happy that he continues to wear his watch in the best of health and happiness. So thank you, Joe. I'd also like to thank my sponsor, Retrospects, at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want the best sunglasses in the world and you Want the real stuff? Go to Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. They do sunglasses. They do prescription. They do restoration. They do it all, man. And they carry the best stuff between the years of 1890 and 1980. You can contact them at lasvegas@retrospects.com. Please mention this ad and get 10% off your first purchase, not to be combined with any other offer. I'd also like to thank Shalboy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, please log on to my website at www.amitdavehonda.com. Please email me with questions at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. To keep informed and follow what I'm doing, follow me on my Instagram feed, my Twitter, my Facebook watch page. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. There'll be a link below where you can do that. Sign up once and you're done. You get to get engaged and informed without being completely committed. It gets delivered to your inbox every week. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.